Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. And I am Glovina Williams. I'm just really overjoyed today. I do often thank God that He has given me a path to joy and peace. But today I feel a supernatural move of God, especially in the realm of peace. I do hope that today that you can grasp this, own it, embrace it, accept it, and even reinforce it with the peace that already resides on the inside of you. Today, I really want you to recognize this peace, because sometimes we have to take a quest for peace. We have to find this level of happiness. I want to also, before we even get started, I want to give an absolute shout out to Wendell Phillips Academy in Chicago, Illinois. And they're fantastic.
Give us just a minute.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. This is episode 1, and today's date is July 13th, 2020. Welcome back. I'm Glovina Williams, and today's episode will cover and hopefully answer the question, do you want to be made home? If so, so before we begin, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do we believe God? The book of John teaches us that when we truly believe God, this belief will require action. So in this episode, we're going to take a brief journey through a portion of the book of John, and hopefully we can encourage and even engage to step out on faith. Perhaps we may have given up on some of our goals.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. want to remind you this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, welcome back. I am so happy that you have joined us this morning. You know, I often like to remind you, one of the reasons that we may not step out on faith is because we may have some doubt as to our purpose, or we may lack the precision of what our purpose really is. But if you'll just take the challenge that I often like to give you and ask yourself, what is my purpose? And then dig a little deeper, what am I called to do? And then, what do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? And lastly, what have I may have set aside because it didn't happen the first time I tried? Remember, often, we don't step out on faith because we lack clarity. I want to talk this morning and just share with you about knowing your season. You know, they say timing is everything. In other words, using prudence. And prudence simply means doing the right thing at the right time. Well, this morning, today, we're going to look at some events that helped to shape the public opinion of Jesus. And as a result of many things that had happened in his life and during this time that he too had stepped out on faith, it resulted at this particular time of him remaining in Galilee. And he didn't immediately go to Judea during the Feast of the Tabernacles. They also call it the Feast of the booths, like, you know, old school phone booths. But because the religious leaders were seeking him, they were looking for him, and they didn't have the best intentions for him. But not only that, those who did not believe in Jesus, they were too afraid to acknowledge him out of fear of what might happen to them as well. So it was not out of fear that Jesus chose to remain in Galilee. Let me make that real clear. Instead, he chose to remain in Galilee because he knew God's plan for his life. He understood timing. You know, he is the light. So nothing was hidden from him. So therefore, it was out of prudence that he remained in Galilee. And as I mentioned, prudence is doing the right thing at the right time. It's knowing and understanding your season. And some people even call it wisdom. So the Feast of Tabernacles, it was held either in September or October. It was one of the three main feasts of the Jewish holidays. This symbolized the protection that Israel experienced when they were in the wilderness. And this widely known eight-day feast, it was a celebration. It celebrated how during Exodus, how God provided for the Israelites and protected them as they lived in tents in the wilderness. Following me on this? And even those who lived, say, about 20 miles from the feast location, they would build booths to reside in during this celebratory period. So this celebration, it drew a pretty large gathering, and Jesus's brothers, his natural brothers, they saw the feast as a great platform. Hey, here's a platform for you, Jesus. Here's a time for you to display all of your ministry gifts. Now, I want to tell you something. Jesus's brothers, they didn't believe that he was the Christ. They didn't believe that he was the Messiah. But yet they tried to push him into proving it, telling him to go on to Judea and perform some of these miracles. And they told Jesus, they said, listen, no one wants to be a public known figure and keep their works in secret. This is how his brothers are, in a sense, egging him on. And after all, the crowd had already tried. We talked about that in one of the other episodes. The crowd had already tried to make him a king. So Jesus' brothers, they told him that, look, you need to leave this small town of Galilee and go where the crowd was so you can answer your critics and prove to the world that you really are the Son of God, that you say that you are. However, the brothers' motives, they weren't pure. I think it says in John 7:5, they didn't believe in him either. So as you step out on faith, as you step out into the purpose God has called you, know your season so you can stay in timing, not someone else's timing, but that you can stay in God's timing. Jesus knew the plan, and he refused to allow anyone to push him ahead of God's schedule. So in the midst of criticism, in the midst of accusations, in the midst of all kind of threats, Jesus never lost focus. I believe that's a good example so we can stay steady in our calling. Stay steady in your assignment. And if you're going to step out on faith and stay within God's timing, there are going to be instances when others, they're not going to understand you nor your behavior. And they may even grow weary waiting with you. So some may even walk away. Or you may have to send them away, whichever route it goes, because there may be some uncomfortable times, some times when your journey may be lonely, but God is faithful. He'll never leave you. Wait on him. There's a scripture in the Bible, Psalms 27:14. It encourages me quite often. It says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wow. This event that I previously spoke to you about, it was about 6 or 7 months before Jesus was crucified. So this event took place, the festival, it took place about 6 or 7 months before the crucifixion. So even in this, Jesus was waiting on an appointed time. He knew that if he made an open display in such an, uncomfortable and unfavorable environment, necessary, and he would possibly be out of God's timing. So it wasn't necessary. That's what I want to say. It wasn't necessary for him at that time. So although after the brothers left, Jesus, he did go to the Feast of the Tabernacles, but it was not to be the center of attention as his brothers had been urging or egging him on to do. Instead, listen to the way Jesus did it. He quietly and privately made his entrance into the feast. He didn't operate the way society or even his brothers had believed he should. He had no problem waiting or stepping out on faith in the right season and doing what was required for him to fulfill his purpose. So those who had been following Jesus, they were familiar with his miracles. But when he appeared about 3 or 4 days after the Feast of Tabernacle had already started, Jesus then went into the temple and taught. Now he's teaching. Before, previously, there were, he was performing miracles and he was spending time with them, but now he's actually teaching them the word of God. He's in the temple and he's teaching. Because don't forget, Jesus is the manifested, the demonstrated word of God. So he gave those that were present an encounter with the written word. And they were in awe. They were literally, they were in awe. They couldn't actually believe the words and the wisdom that was coming from him. Because I'll remind you again, Jesus had been doing miracles. He had been answering questions up to this point. But he really had not been really preaching. And if you recall, when he was even up on the mountain, he sat in a place so he could receive questions from people. But now he's preaching. He's teaching. He's proclaiming. He fearlessly taught in a public place, fully knowing that the religious leaders, that they were looking for him so that they could destroy him. So, you know, I want to read another, if I can share another scripture with you. You know, it brings to mind Isaiah chapter 50, verses 7 through 8. It says, "For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. He is near who justifies me, who will contend with me. Let us stand together. And who is my adversary? Let him come near me." Wow. Did you feel that? Did you embrace that? Jesus did not fear what man could do to him. Can you stand like that? Are you willing to face opposition without buckling? Listen, our strength, it comes from the Father. It comes from his word, from the indwelling spirit. In you, my beloved, is the necessary power to overcome opposition and to stand in the midst of rejection. Even backstabbing, untruths told about you, betrayal, and any other thing that may be thrown at you to block you from stepping out on faith. And not just stepping out on faith, but remaining there once you step out to keep moving forward. Listen, Jesus, he boldly showed up in the middle of the feast to teach the people. Teaching was a very vital part of the Feast of Tabernacles. That was a very vital portion of this celebration. So, listen, in the middle of the Feast of the Tabernacle, Jesus, whose whereabouts, you know, it was being questioned, he appeared in the temple and he taught. He stood in the midst of some who were viewed as intellectuals in their community. In other words, here he's standing teaching among the scholars, the known intellectuals, the ones with, you know, the intelligentsia. Yet, the crowd marveled at Jesus' teaching because they had heard of his upbringing. He was a carpenter's son. They knew that he was not one of the known scholars within their community, but his doctrine was one, and it was presented as one who was highly educated. In the living word, in the midst of those who had been searching for him to do him harm, he boldly began to teach. No matter what they thought of him, they couldn't deny his teaching. And I want you to be bold. Be bold and stand up for what you believe in. Jesus, listen, he knows when and how to manifest himself in your life and make the necessary impartation so you'll be able to make sound judgments. It's your season. Be bold when it's your season. Because Jesus, he followed the direction and instructions, and it takes boldness to follow directions and instructions from our Heavenly Father, from the Creator of the universe. Jesus, he had no fear, even with a death threat on his life. He knew that as long as he stayed in God's timing, in God's will and purpose, all of that would override any plots that would interfere with the divine plan and purpose for his life. Well, here I go with another scripture. Psalms, I believe, is 33 and 11. Listen what it says to us. But the Lord's plan, they stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. So don't allow yourself to be consumed by what others are saying, the threats they may send or what they may not be doing. Instead, you know what I want you to do? I want you to rest in God's promise that his plan for you can never be shaken. And when you do that, you can step out on faith and you can stand in the face of opposition. You know, there will be some that will not agree with the way that you are stepping out on faith. And you're not stepping out on blind faith. You're stepping out on the faith of God. Because, my beloved, when we wait on God's timing and we submit to the Father, even when we make unnecessary or damaging mistakes, yes, we do make mistakes. Some are unnecessary. Some are simply out of we didn't really know the right way to do it. Cover you. When we conform our lives to the will of God, there's a reward, and this reward will be understanding and grace. He's going to give you understanding, and he's going to cover you with grace. Even understanding of who we are, and not to be so hard on ourselves, not to beat ourselves up for mistakes that we've made. You know, when we accept Jesus into our lives, we choose not to lean on our limited understanding. You know, we start walking in, as they say, the fourth dimension, where, you know, it just keeps going. Our understanding keeps expanding. Sometimes not even being totally aware that we could understand things on this level. But instead, we begin to choose. Let's lean on God's understanding. Embrace the word. That's what I'm saying. Allow it to be part of your daily bread. We talked in one of our episodes about soul food. You know, allow our thoughts and our behavior to become transformed, where we begin to resemble God's characteristics and attributes. After all, you are created in his image, you know. And the more we mirror Christ's ways and thoughts, attributes, the more we seem to understand him, because then we begin to understand ourselves. And the amazing thing is that this understanding, it causes us to not see God's ways as, I'm going to say, as a burden or grievous. Serving others and making sacrifices for others, it no longer becomes a burden. And we don't mind living. I've been told, and it's been said, it gets to a point where we don't mind putting others first and living for the sake of others. Yes. So during Jesus' discourse at the Feast of Tabernacles, he made it clear that everything he did, it was to please the Father. Jesus often stressed that he had no hidden agenda. He wasn't seeking his own glory, but he had been commissioned by the Most High God. So Jesus' message at the Feast of Tabernacles, it demonstrated how we're to flow when we step out on faith. We're to stay in step with God's schedule. We're to trust God, and trust also that God knows what's best for us. And don't allow fear of man, fear of another person, to sway you from following God's directions and instructions. And it should never really be about us. It is about the gift that God has given us that we're going to offer to humanity, to make ourselves better, to make our families better, our places of worship, our country better, and ultimately the world. This is how big. This how great you are and what God has created you to be. It's amazing when we set aside these small, finite agendas and step into God's purpose for our life. Great things begin to happen. And even that, even in the greatness, I want to urge you, remain humble, yet bold. Remain humble, yet bold enough to follow God's direction and instruction, even in the face of opposition. So when we follow the direction and the instructions of God, what happens is we get in sync with the Creator's timing for our purpose, and he protects us during that time. Okay, back to the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay, it was considered the greatest day of the feast. The last day is considered the greatest day of the feast. It was the high point of the event, and it brought a dramatic climax to the symbolic daily water ritual that had started on the first day of the feast. So, you know, each morning of the Feast of the Tabernacle, the religious leaders led by the higher ranking religious leaders, they would have a processional, there were golden vessels filled with water that had been drawn from the pool of Siloam. So as they neared the temple and they approached the water gate, a shofar was blown. Shofar, I'll just use the word maybe trumpet. The trumpet was blown three times, and then a choir broke out in singing. Now, once the religious leaders were in the temple, they continued the processional by going around the altar. Follow this picture. They're going around the altar and they're singing. Then the religious leaders would pour the water along with the bowl that was filled with wine and pour them out upon the altar. But listen, this is the difference. On the last day, the religious leaders marched around the altar seven times before pouring out the water and wine. Hopefully I've painted a picture for you there, giving you some imagery of what was taking place as Jesus interrupted the service. Yep, he interrupted the program. They were at the highest peak of the worship. They were singing, they were shouting, they were waving toward the altar. And then here Jesus comes and he interrupts the service with a message. He's stepping out on faith. The message that he proclaimed: if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Oh, look at the boldness, look at the confidence. The confidence that it took for Jesus to interrupt what many religious leaders may have felt was a disruption at such a holy occasion. Remember, Jesus was a man they were looking for. In a sense, he was wanted. But yet, unapologetically, he interrupted their program. It was his season. He wanted them to know, look, instead of depending on this ceremony of drawing water from the pool of Siloam, they should come to him, the long-awaited Messiah, and never thirst again. Now, probably much to the pleasure of his brothers, remember now, Jesus emerged fully from behind the scenes on this last day, the most anticipated day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Not just among a select, all the attendees of the feast could hear his message. It's all about God's timing, my beloved, your season. Even the temple guards, you know, there were temple guards there. They had a responsibility, which was also one of their responsibilities, was to arrest anyone who interrupted the service, and especially someone who makes such an announcement that Jesus had just did and people are standing in awe. But the guards, they could not even deny what they had seen and heard. They chose not to fight against God. They believed and they risked being punished, or, you know, they risked this. But they wanted to experience this rivers of living water that Jesus made this reference to. And he told them, all you have to do is believe on me. That's what he told them. And to anyone who believed, he said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. A river, a continuous.
And out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I apologize for the technical difficulties that we experienced initially. But I want to say again, God bless you. I'm honored that you spent this time with me today. Peace, love, and blessings.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. Until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.